Well, a White House official confirmed last night that President Obama will nominate Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox as his next Secretary of Transportation. The official announcement is expected today. WFAE's Julie Rose joins me now. Julie, we've heard rumors of this possible appointment for weeks now, but I know a lot of people have been wondering how the mayor is qualified to head transportation for the nation. What exactly are his credentials?
Well, they're slim, admittedly, and mostly focused on transit. So think about the light rail extension that'll go to UNC Charlotte. Mayor Fox worked very hard to get federal funding for that. So that's one of his credentials. The starter section of the streetcar is also his doing, though you and I both know that he has really struggled to get city council and community at large support for his hope of expanding that streetcar beyond this initial mile and a half segment that is underway. Transportation, the secretary also covers rail and air. So during Fox's tenure, ground was broken for it's called an intermodal rail hub out by the airport. That is a pretty big deal. It's an inland port, if you will. And, you know, the mayor right now is embroiled, as we also know, and in a battle that he's apparently losing at this point with state lawmakers to keep the airport itself under the city's control rather than having it transferred to a regional authority. But look, the White House says what's important here is that Mayor Fox is the mayor of, quote, one of America's most vibrant cities, and that he knows the importance of investing in infrastructure to create jobs.
So is this appointment the result of maybe something else? What's his relationship with the Obama administration?
Well, Mayor Fox has called President Obama his friend. We know that they've played basketball together. We know that he's been to the White House in numerous times in an official capacity. If you think back to the DNC coming to Charlotte and the 2012 presidential campaign, Mayor Fox has been a loyal foot soldier to Obama, campaigning for him across the state, joining in on national calls and press conferences anytime the president needed a big city mayor to, you know, tout the wisdom of his policies. So the bottom line is that Fox and the president really do seem to see eye to eye on transportation issues, the importance of transit, of faster rail travel, of creating walkable cities, of using transit as a tool to shape an urban area. And, you know, frankly, the Secretary of Transportation is in many ways a figurehead, a cheerleader, a champion of the president's views. And so on that score, Fox is definitely qualified.
Now, is there any indication that Fox's recent decision not to seek reelection this year was in anticipation of this appointment?
Well, it could have been. I mean, the mayor hasn't said so. Hopefully, I think we'll hear more from him. We're expecting today. But the mayor did, you know, make a point in that announcement of saying that his decision was about needing to spend more time with his young family, his young children that he has. He'll be turning 42 this week, so he himself is young. That, obviously, spending more time with family will be a challenge in this new job that's going to have him traveling across the country as Obama's emissary.
And quickly, what happens to Charlotte? Who becomes mayor if Fox is confirmed this summer as expected?
The city council chooses his replacement. There's no automatic successor. And the only requirement is that he or she be a Democrat like Fox. And then, of course, there's the mayoral election in November. So whomever is appointed will really only have the position for about 6 months.
Okay. Thank you so much, Julie.
You're welcome, Marshall.